continue in the order of Leila Seder. We are up to Shulchan Orech. Hacham Avadya writes in Hazor Avadya in on Daf Kuf Gimal Ya'arol Shulchano, because we set the table, v'yis'od lebo b'simcha, he should eat the festive Sa'uda, ki yad Hashem ha'tova alav, v'imeseh v'areze meshubach. If one wants to lean during the meal, hareze meshubach, it is praiseworthy, v'imlav en sarich. But if he does not want, he does not have to. Now there's a great question amongst the Mefarshim. They say that normally a person is not supposed to talk during the Sa'uda. The reason why a person is not supposed to talk during the Sa'uda is because Shemme Yagdim Kaneh Laveshet. They were worried that when he opens his mouth to talk, it's going to open up the windpipe, and therefore the food might go down the wrong pipe, or Hashem can cause a person to choke. So the Pirisha in Siman Kuf Ayin says that that only applied in the olden days when they used to lean on their left side when they used to eat. But today he says that we eat in a upright position. We're not concerned if you talk because the food is not going to go down the wrong pipe because we're not leaning anyway. Now, the Hida quotes this same Sevara in Birkei Yosef, and he says, Gavra Rabba Amar Milta, a great man said a good Sevara, Temiyatba Da'ta. And it makes sense, and it makes sense to follow that opinion. And therefore, all year long, we're not careful when it comes to talking during the Sa'uda. But on the night of Pesach, we are leaning. And therefore, certainly we have to be careful not to talk during the Sa'uda. Because the rule of the Gemara is back in play of Shema Yagdim Kaneh Laveshet. This is the opinion as well of the Ben Ish Chayim Parashat Behar Oteh. Rav Chaim Palachi writes in Sefer Zechira LeChayim in Chelek Bet Shemikol Makom Mutal Lesaper B'Siyat Mitzrayim Sheshomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davar Ra. That during the meal you can talk about Yisiyat Mitzrayim, and the talking about the mitzvah will not cause a person, Chas v'Shalom, to come to harm. Regarding the law of eating roasted meat on Chol HaMoed, the minhag is not to have roasted meat during the night of the Sedarim. And even the Zeroa, the custom is to boil it first, and then it would be permissible to have from the Zeroa. But to eat the Zeroa, if it's only roasted, it is forbidden. And therefore the custom, as I said, is usually the ladies roast it, but they also boil it as well. And therefore it has a din of Bishul. Following the Sa'uda, the halacha says that we move to the Safun. Safun is the law of the Afikoman. According to the halacha, at that point in the Sa'uda, after he has his dessert, we take out a kezayit, minimally, for the afikoman, and we say, Zechen le korban Pesach, vezechen le matzah ne'echelet imo, which means that one kezayit that you eat is ole lekan ulekan. It's a commemoration of the korban Pesach, and also the matzah that was eaten. Now some of them had to eat two kezetim. According to Shulchan Aruch, from the law in Siman Taf Ayin Zayin, it's enough to have one kezayit for the afikoman. Somebody wants to be mahmir to have two kezetim? Of course, Hacham Avadya says on page Kuf Zayin, Tavo Alav Beracha. But he says that one can be lenient when it comes to the second kezayit for afikoman to have a shlish betzah. Which we normally, if let's say we take a kezayit, is 30 grams, you can be lenient on the second kezayit for afikoman, 20 grams. And therefore, you can fulfill this mitzvah in that way. Certainly a person has to remember, you have to eat the afikoman, the ta'avon, with an appetite. That's why during the shulchan, orech, you have to be careful not to fill yourself up, because then you're going to eat the afikoman on a full bloated stomach, and that's not considered an achila. So therefore, one has to be careful to keep a little appetite for the afikoman. One has to lean to his left side when he's eating the afikoman. B'di'avad, if he did not lean during the afikoman, according to Hakam Avadyan Daf Kufhet, yatsa. However, if he can force himself before the Birkat HaMazon to try to eat another kezayit, so he should try to eat another one, be'esebat, to fulfill all opinions. And if that's hard, he can rely on the lenient opinions. Furthermore, one should be careful to eat the afikoman before Hatzot, before midnight. Furthermore, the halakha does say that it is forbidden to eat anything after the afikoman. That includes dessert, fruit, different candies, etc. However, it is permissible to drink water and other beverages, for example, like coffee and tea. Even if one wants to put a little sugar, it would be permissible after the afikoman. Nachon lomar devre Torah l'shulchan. When a person is sitting on Leil Pesach, it's proper to say devre Torah on the table. V'lilmod mishnayot Pesachim davar be'ito matov. Now we get to the next stage of the seder. This would be the barich. A person makes mayim macharonim. He takes the cost. The cost of the katamazon has to have shetifan hadaha, which means we wash it on the inside and the outside. We dry it. We fill it up with wine. The halakha says that everybody that's making birkat hamazon initially lifts up the cup with both hands, with the right and the left hand, and then transfers it to the right hand. Not only the one that's making the zimun. In this case, everybody has to hold their cup up during the Birkat HaMazon. This would be the third course. That's what Achamadya writes on Kuf Yud Dalid. And furthermore, one has to be careful not to forget Ya'aleh V'yavoh in the Birkat HaMazon. Very quickly, we just review the laws of Ya'aleh V'yavoh of Birkat HaMazon on the night of the Seder. If he did not say it, if he remembered before he said Baruch Ata Hashem by Bonei Yerushalayim, he says Baruch Ata Hashem. He can say Lamedeni Chukecha, and then he goes back to say Ya'aleh V'yavoh. However, if he said Bonei Yerushalayim, so then already he says a special beracha between Bonei Yerushalayim and Tov Ametiv. Hashem Natan Yamim Tovim La'amo Yisrael L'Sol Simcha. Et Yom Chag Masot Zeh Tov Tov Kodesh Zeh Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azemanim. But let's say he started the beracha V'Tov Ametiv. He said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and at that point he remembered. He could still say Hashem Natan Yamim Tovim, etc. However, once he started to say La'ad Ha'el Abinu, that's the point of no return. He has to go to the beginning of the Birkat HaMazon. After he finishes Birkat HaMazon with Ya'aleh V'yavoh, of course, he says Boreh Pri HaGefen on the third cup. He has Kavanah on the third cup to be poter the fourth cup that is going to come after the Hallel. It should be noted that the Hallel, one has to say B'simcha, preferably Achamadiyah says on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, one should hold the cup during the recitation of the Hallel, the fourth cup. If he cannot hold it the whole time, at least he should hold it during the Yehalelucha, as the Hatima of the Hallel. It should be noted that even though normally when we make a Hatima in the Hallel, we say Melech Mehulad B'Teshpachot Amen. We say Amen because it is a sequence of Berachot. Because you have the first Berachah and the Halil is the Gemara to Halil, and it's followed by the Hatimah. And anytime you have a sequence of Berachot, we usually answer Amen. However, on the night of Pesach, we did not say a Berachah Rishonah and the Halil. So therefore, it's not proper to answer Amen after the Halilucha on Leil HaSeder. That's what Chamadiyya rules on Daf Kuf Yud Het. Last but not least, of course, the Hallel should be said before Hatzot Laila, and for that matter, drinking the fourth cup should also be done before Hatzot. However, if let's say it was done after Hatzot, he still can make the beracha of Yehalelucha. But again, preferably one should be cognizant of the time. That's what Chamadiyya rules on Kufchav Dalid. The fourth cup, of course, has to be drank. You have to drink it be'seba. And, of course, you have to drink the shi'ud like the other kosot. Specifically, you have to be careful that when it comes to the fourth cup, that you should drink a revi'it. Because then you're going to have a problem, the gabe beracha acharona. So, therefore, you should make sure that you drink a revi'it, at least, of wine in order to make a beracha. Now, of course, if you drink a revi'it for the third cup, so then you're covered anyway. But we're talking about a person that didn't drink it if you eat for the third cup. He drank it over if you eat. So, and he drank it over if you eat for the fourth cup. He cannot make beracha of ala gefen. So one should be careful that he should not make the ala gefen at the end of the Haggadah only if he drank it if you eat in the third or fourth cups. the halakha says at the end of the seder, we do nirtza, we sing the different songs, one should not be mizalzel in Hag Yisrael, in the Had Gadya, and in the Had Miyodeya, and the other songs, and the custom then is to end it with the Shir HaShirim. As we know, the story is told that somebody once ridiculed Chas V'Shalom the Had Gadya, and the rabbis put him in Nidui. That's what the Haidar writes in Chaim Sha'al Siman Chafhet. So you have to be very careful not to ridicule these songs at the end of the Seder. And then of course one would say Kiryat Shema Alamita. We don't make the Berakha anyway, Baruch HaMapil, but he would say all three parashiyot on Leila Seder as well, all the Kiryat Shema, and then Be'azat Hashem, Borei Olam, Nirtza, he will accept our Seder on the night of Pesach.